Although we're in a preparation lesson to the Italy Congress 2018, Uniting Babylon by Arvut. Lesson number one, melting our hearts into one heart. You can ask questions on Cobb TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
All right, let's first hear a short update from the organizers of the convention.
So, dear friends, we want to start this lesson from our dear friends in Bulgaria, that they will tell us about their preparation. Let's hear Lubomil and Stoil.
Здравейте, приятели! Искаме да благодарим и благодарим на организаторите.
We are very, very grateful to the organizers of the European Convention. We feel the concern of Europe towards the Bulgarian group, and hopefully we can give of ourselves through our participation in this European Convention. In the meantime, 10 people are coming from Bulgaria, and we also have friends from the young group who are now finishing their course, and it'll be their first convention. We've already bought tickets, and we're expecting more friends to come to this huge convention in Europe. Lubomir?
The moment we bought our tickets, we already feel that we're in the Congress. And we actually feel the morning lessons in a completely different way. We feel more together, more in the hearts. We feel the support of all the world, Kli. And we are really expecting to see all of you, all of Europe, in Italy, in Rome. I'm hugging you all. It's a true, rare opportunity through the help of the Creator to unite. And Rav comes to Europe only one time a year. We shouldn't miss out on this opportunity, friends. Together, L'chaim.
All right, so we will approach the lesson. We also have a special lesson today because inside the lesson, we need to add our prayer for a friend who really needs the Creator's help, so we will pray for him. And excerpt number 6, yeah?
Lesson number 6.
I just wanted to ask, we are continuing on the same topic, and probably during the day people are kind of discussing it again and writing. I'm writing on Twitter some things about it. Do you have any questions that awaken during the day that we should scrutinize in the lesson? Yes, Mike.
Yesterday we were speaking about the gap that people that work discover their aviyut. They are lowered and they raise their points in the heart, and in that connection they can relate to a friend and a descent. So the question is, what does it mean to reveal the aviyut and lower it downward? I didn't understand how to do that.
No.
9 friends before an action of working towards a friend. This reveal their aviyut
as they are drawn to unity, we never need to engage with negativity, only the positivity. When they're drawn to unity, they also reveal the resistance.
So what does it mean that they lower it downwards?
What do you mean rejecting?
Because
they gather, all the parts of Malchut gather, and all the parts of Ketel, the nine Ketels, come together, and then there's a gap between the collective Malchut and the collective Ketel, and with that potential gap, they influence the friend who fell, who is a Malchut towards them. This is the picture. I don't have the words. Perhaps I'll find them. But all in all, we need to integrate with the existing Havaya. And the more we connect, we further and further draw ourselves into it, integrate with it. This integration is, in the meantime, outside of the Havaya itself, outside of the first degree. The Ibul is the entrance to this Havaya, and then you have 125 degrees into it. So our work is only towards connection. Whatever happens, the connection will bring you all sorts of discernments. Keter, Malchut, the gap between the two, the differences between the parts of Keter and parts of Malchut, all those harmonies, the secondaries and thirds, and all of that will come from connection. We only need to yearn for connection, not to discover that force and this force and that's not it. The tendency towards connection will reveal everything else on the path, everything you need, nothing besides that, to the point that not even lights of chassadim, lights of chokhmah and all that, only attacking the connection, attacking unity, that's it. And everything will become revealed correctly as a result of increasing unity. Yes, more questions? Yeah.
Rav, until now we said we're connecting in the Keter and we try to advance in our unity. What does it mean to unite in the Malchuyot? I listened to the whole lesson again yesterday. I couldn't understand it.
Good. Why? Because we only need to connect in the Keters. In the Keters, that means the greatness of the Creator. We never treat our negative part. It just becomes revealed opposite the attainment of the greatness of the Creator.
So what does it mean the connection by the Malchuyot take place by us not taking care of them?
By engaging in the parts of Keter, the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the friends. And then you suddenly feel like someone is holding you by your feet, pulling you downwards. And it's according to the degree, according to the state, it's all calculated. All we need is to see ourselves united. Only one direction. Yes.
You told us less of what's up, more inner connection during the day.
Yeah.
What is that?
A person needs to be more in dialogue with himself about the group and about the greatness of the Creator, but with himself. Yes, someone there?
We have a connection to give contentment to the Creator, and here it was towards a certain friend. Should we see a result in that friend?
We will certainly see results, but most important is if we see that it comes from the Creator in order to give us an opportunity to connect. Not that we need to go in and get the friend out of it, but it's a means to discover the greatness of the Creator in that action and be increasingly drawn to him. There is a reason for the action and the means for the action. The friends is only a means.
So what does it mean that I have love to the friend if he's a means?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's part of my spiritual body. What do you mean I have love or not? It's a part of my soul. If there's a flaw, even somewhat, then in spirituality, it's, you know, there's this law. How do you call that law? That even a little bit is... there's no little in spirituality. No, there's something else. In short, even if there's a little flaw, the vessel is ruled out. So it's revoked. So what does it mean if he's in a bad state? It's an external display of where I am, of my inner kli, of what I cannot bring to the Creator. It depends on what level do I examine these things. In short, we don't have a concern besides the wholeness of the group, of the ten. No, none, because we only have to care about the preparation of the kli, because according to the wholeness of the kli, the light will be revealed. What do you think is the light of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida? They just come, it's in accordance with the tightness and density of the kli. That's how you discover the light. The light itself is abstract. Okay? Yeah.
I also heard that we don't press on one another. Let's say a certain framework of a friend during the lesson, it says choice.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, what are light frameworks or not?
If somebody comes once a week, it says choice.
That's in terms of how you decide. I can't say that is correct. It's about how the group decides. If the group sees there's no choice, that's where we are in the meantime, then that's it. Rabash just told you as well that you come and you hear this way or that way. At least you come this way or that way. What can you do?
How should I relate to a certain friend with a light framework?
How the group receives it. What do you mean you relate to it? How the group relates to it is how you relate to it. And if you don't relate the same way, then this is wrong. You must not be a righteous or a wicked, but behave exactly the way the group decides.
We decide how to relate to that friend?
You don't have another opinion except for the decision of the group.
But we decide how to treat them.
Yeah, together you can determine in group number 20 they decide this way, and in group 21 they decide that way. That's possible. That's possible, and then you can also have some discussion between you, and then bring something collective in the meantime according to your general state. And it varies, and that's how you advance.
Why do we need to decide something new? All the decisions are in Rabash's articles.
We don't know what's in the articles.
Just to scrutinize what's in there.
That's impossible. It's only according to our progress, the more unified we are. Next. Yes, but quickly, please. But shortly.
What we heard in Rabash's article now, that he said that even if we gather without a purpose, it's good.
Well, it depends. What do you mean without the goal? Of course they gather for the goal. They're not insane or like babies that brought in by force. But they don't aim at the direct true goal. That's what it means without a goal in spirituality.
At the same time, you were speaking about the inner work and less of WhatsApp. You said to look at the friends as a point in the hearts and less as bodies. Isn't there like a fear not to get confused? Because when I think of friends in the tent, to ask for them, you feel the resistance. Once you think of points in the heart, I'm afraid that, I don't know, I'm not fantasizing about this formless thing. And here you feel the work in front of the friend. So how not to be confused between the point of the heart, the friend? You understand me?
I understand, but I don't have a solution. It will gradually, slowly stabilize. All right, let's approach the text.
So, excerpt number 6 from letter 4 by Bala Sulam. You lack nothing except to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have been dropped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His divinity incessantly, and the high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain.
This light will certainly become revealed in accordance with how I succeed in collecting, connecting all those broken parts that will be in a single system. How do I do that? How do I check that? How do I unite them? How do I come to a state where finally the upper light begins to flow there, like rivers of desires and intentions inside the ten? You feel the life that's there. It's already there, but I now discover that it's so. Please.
There were many sub-questions here. First of all, by mutual work in the ten, constant work to build habits, and then constantly add, to be sensitive, to hear what the friends are saying.
When you enter, in fact, any group, but in our case, the ten, with a desire to connect, then you enter with annulment on the one hand, and on the other hand, with open antennas to feel the friends, to feel every one of them, to feel the spirit among them. And then you kind of begin to feel their desires. And when you begin to work with that, then you begin to feel the life inside. The ten as a body, rather than ten separate people in the same place.
That's the matter of the itkalilut, the integration, that we can really add each and every desire to that same mutual thing, put himself into the friend, and try and feel reality through the friend, by force, by effort, and in this way to gradually burn every friend into your feelings.
Yeah, to continue the same line, our whole work is this integration with the friends, and actually, again, not inside the will to receive, and how it finally flows in the ten. It always flows. Our role is to build a kli so we can see this flow and feel that this flow exists, but on the Creator's part, it always exists.
It's like the example we always hear about the adopted child, that us sitting together isn't enough. We are making efforts to connect, to feel the friend's desire, and from this, life starts, that building of the vessel, that mutual goal.
We build a kli of a common lack for bestowal, and that kli is built by love of friends, by the quality of connection that we build between us. There's no There's no individual here who can do something besides going above his reason, above his nature, and participate together with the friends in building the lack for common bestowal.
Yeah, to build a deficiency in the form of connection, to probably put an always put an emphasis on whatever happened, happened, and how can we, from this state, strengthen the connection. Everything that happened, happened exactly for this moment now, and to look at the friends in the purpose of connecting with them more.
Yeah, our common kli is the address, the turning to the Creator. And now as we're in the workshop, the more I try to enter the friends and see the Creator speaking inside of them, it shows me the truth more and more, and that's how we build a common lack so that the Creator helps.
And now we have an opportunity to go into a much deeper resolution, less of tricks and fireworks during the day with all the WhatsApps, even though it does help sometimes.
Rav, how do we care not about the fulfillment in the kli that we'll discover, that we'll receive, but rather the correct formation, shaping of the kli? How do we shift the emphasis to the correct connection between us beyond anything else? Because specifically that, and not the results there, the upper light, that even the revelation of the Creator, we may bring contentment to the Creator not in that we directly discover Him, but in that we work to build the correct connection between us. Say like a mother who enjoys the kids who get along. How do we aim ourselves more towards constructing the kli, locking it between us more and more internally? Please.
It's like my attitude towards the friends. It's something that comes out from me to them.
I think we will be able to build the kli together. First of all, if we think about it more like a pipeline and less like a kli, and that is directed to on the one hand to the friends and then to the entire world, and so we connect between us to be a pipeline, to be in the service of the Creator, and then the Creator will teach us how to connect properly.
Yeah, the Creator will teach us how to connect correctly only if we keep looking for the correct method. And yesterday on Twitter there was a nice part about the walking. There's always the leg going forward towards connection, and tomorrow morning that leg will be behind. That's our life. To constantly change together with what's happening with us, and this method is developing, we have to develop with it and not search for this fulfillment or a different fulfillment. It's creating the vessel every time again.
Yeah, and creating the kli anew is exactly what we learn all the time, creating that environment that will dictate to us, I don't know how to call it, this sort of scale of spiritual actions of bestowal, because before that there's no bestowal, and if I don't integrate with the friends, it's just another word we use. And specifically through this simple term of integrating, that we when we have a desire to integrate with each other's point in the heart, we can create that ultra force.
That
fulfillment we think of, that perhaps we can't detach from that, from wanting to be better off, that there's no other place to search but in our togetherness, and we give birth to that state. The state that's born is that we begin to rejoice and enjoy bestowal. That this is what fulfills us with pleasure, and it's the goal that shines on us, and not the pleasure from reception. And that is supposed to give us the power to do the work with joy. Yeah, the Kli always renews and updates towards the existing state, and we're then supposed to feel the next degree.
Extra number 7 from Rabash 1, part 2, Purpose of Society 2. We need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Again, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. Each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing their friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Why specifically in my correct connection with the group can I be certain that I am in a mutual reciprocal connection with the Creator? Please.
Why specifically in the correct connection with the society I can know that I'm in a mutual connection with the Creator? When I try to annul myself before the friends, it's actually to annul myself before the Creator working on the friends. I actually discover the need and the help from the Creator. It could be that is the mutuality that we're speaking about.
The Creator is a force of bestowal. We have to get back to the correct discernment. And in my definition, I integrate with the society, and there's not nowhere else to find him.
That's where my attitude towards the Creator is expressed. How can I express myself towards a bestowal if I don't have anybody to bestow to? So the society is that cause that I can get feedback from, check my attitude.
The Creator is basically my goal. It's the quality of bestowal that we wish to attain, and this quality, we build it together between us in the group, meaning that without putting the Creator as the goal to begin with, I can't develop the right connection with the group.
So society for now is a revelation of the Creator. For now, the Creator is presenting himself towards me. So by me making efforts to connect with the friends, that is my mutuality with the Creator. The feedback from society is the feedback of the Creator.
I think in general, the Creator and the search for the Creator and the engaging in building the Creator through our points in the hearts, this is what highlights, differentiates the wisdom of Kabbalah so much from other groups, because that is what builds the level called above reason. And if not that, then any connection stays corporeal connection, specifically because through the connection we want to reach the Creator. The connection becomes the means to reach the Creator. That is what turns the connection to a spiritual one.
Because every other connection is egoistic. And only through that mutual screen, that mutual area we build between us above the egos that the Creator created, there's a way to connect in a true way.
Why does our initial action, before we scrutinize each and everything, is connection between us? And why only after that we can approach some scrutinies and responses? Why is the connection necessary before each action, so much that if we don't reach connection, we have no way to even relate to reality? Please.
This action called connection, there's something from the quality of bestowal. There's a Creator in this action called connection. There's coming out of yourself beyond your nature and connecting for the others, going outside of you. Each one working as much as he can, 2 grams, 10 grams, like the Creator, towards the friends. That's the action of correction. The Creator is already there.
Because how will I understand something, how will I scrutinize anything, if not from the effort to connect? If it comes from my ego, if the beginning of the process starts from the ego and the will to receive, then the rest is clear to everyone. But if I start from connection and make actions to connect, then I practically advance to understanding reality the way it really is.
I don't know why only through that we can reach this scrutiny. Maybe because that's what the Kabbalists say. Not maybe, that's what they say. And also when we make an effort towards the friends, towards coming out of myself, like Shai said, that's the place where you can even start understanding what we're lacking, what we need, what we gathered for, and so on.
I think the action that doesn't start from connection is actually an action that starts from the ego, and anything built on the basis of the ego remains ego. And so surely our aim for connection is not always clean, but at least the direction, the inclination of the heart is the basis for beginning to work correctly as possible.
Because if they truly start the connection, you start an action from connection, you rise yourself above your ego from...
Rav, why specifically in our work on connection that comes before everything, we can see that the evil inclination too comes to us only from the Creator? Why specifically the connection helps us see that the evil inclination comes solely from the Creator, which is a beginning of the correct approach to the good and bad forces in our development, to relate to them equally.
Because in the connection we awaken the light that reforms. It's the only thing that can help us look at everything correctly, at the negative and the positive things. It's looking at it through the expert point. And then we can see everything objectively, how they come, why they come, and how to combine everything.
And more purposely, in the direction to connect, I discover all the components of the kli, which is the upper force, awakening specifically the detachment or the rejection, and on top of that, I need to build a system, but it's only towards the connection that it appears.
From experience, if you work in front of a friend, and it's clear to both of you that you want to connect, and you're working for that purpose, and suddenly something happens, that you find yourself in an argument, and you're both amazed how it happened. We were trying to go the opposite way. And then it's clear to you where it came from. That it's not you, it's not the friend. That there's an upper force that actually put an obstacle in there.
You can also say that by exerting in connection, what does it mean in practice? That I accept the opinion of the group upon me, what is that? That there's none else besides him, that the whole reality is one, and only then I can connect the evil, that it comes from the Creator. Before that, I look at it egoistically, how bad I feel, how well I solve this thing now, and only when I connect with the friends, I can hear them say, it's none else besides him, don't forget that.
To continue the same idea, it's like that there's one authority or two authorities, and there's one Creator sustaining the good, the bad. There are no two forces. And also, like was said before, either there's a Creator or a will to receive. Something has to be. Somebody has to sit on that throne, and the whole struggle and our work is to king the Creator once and again in order to make the spiritual reality exist.
Yeah, we can say that with the bodies themselves, there's no problem with receiving. The problem is to receive in order to receive, and it's not the problem with the friend or something's wrong with me, but we're both aimed towards one thing, which is bestowing, which is above the receiving in order to receive.
Our work with the will to receive lets everybody grasp a different reality. and get a feeling that all kinds of forces are working on him. When we make a change in the connection between us, so one kli, one opinion, one mutual desire, like this part that is full of ones, this one is revealed in this vessel, the one force that is purposeful. It has one purpose, to be good to its created beings. And everything that happens until that point has one purpose, to bring us to that point. So also our will to receive comes from there. All the trouble that it goes through, all the incarnations come from the same cause. When that one is revealed, there's one answer to all of reality.
If we make an action of connection and the result of that is separation, we can learn that the Creator stands behind all of this. And it's not a bad result. The separation is something that can be a good result coming from the work to reveal Him.
The evil inclination is a force that awakens just when we try to work in connection and in annulment. It exists, but we can't see it unless we want to connect between us, then we can find it.
Number 8.
From Shem Mishmuel, the difference between the word gathering and the word grouping, as it's written, gather, purify, since gathering is more unification of the heart than the word grouping. Grouping pertains only to the body, although the views are not united. But gathering of people is also with one heart. It is the gathering from the outside in, where they become very unified. Therefore, the word gathering applies mostly to the souls, since soul comes from the words desire and yearning. If each and every one yearns for his own benefit, although they all want the same thing, it is still not one view. Since one wants one's own benefit, and the other wants his own benefit. However, if they are complete, and also many yearn to satisfy the Creator's will, this is certainly called complete unification, and deserves the title gathering. For everyone uniting with an immense feeling of the soul to do the will of our Father in Heaven.
Rav, how can we imagine ourselves, our yearning of a single soul to the Creator, which is built from our yearning to connect between us? How does our connection, how does it kind of smoothly transitions, or I don't know the right words here, not flows, but transforms to yearning for our root, which is the Creator? How does each and everyone's yearning merges with everyone's else's yearnings in the ten, and that gives birth to a yearning for the Creator? Please.
Each one of us is a very specific and special part in that Havaya, and only to the extent that all those parts connect, so a true yearning can be built, a complete yearning. And that's why nobody can pray on himself, because he's part of that Havaya, and he's not the general, not the collective.
Actually, on top of the the resistance there is, then perhaps I can express that way, and my desire and my ability to transcend what separates us, and that all of us, we will be in a single gathering. By that, I express the desire, the yearning for bestowal.
I understand how my yearning can connect with the friend's yearning to connect, because it's the same yearning. There's equivalence of the form, and it's natural. But how can it bring to a yearning to the Creator, to the quality of bestowal, in a smooth way? That I don't understand, because there has to be a recognition of evil first, that we're not in this. That's why it doesn't feel so smooth. That's it.
But maybe this thing that everyone is tied up in his self-love, is that's something that I can't feel, that I'm in this kind of jail and I can't come out of it. But only as a 10, we want to come to this new quality that is the quality of bestowal, unrelated to our will to receive. We still see ourselves imprisoned by the will to receive, but this is like another level.
Yeah, tied in the will to receive, that makes all this reality around us something very specific. If we do the work and search for Him during the day, find Him, locate Him, build that net of connections between us, we'll find that these feelings and this heaviness many times becomes a springboard, that because you felt something, so gratitude wakes up towards the Creator, and the yearning to feel more. That in this way, we don't stop growing.
Let's think. Can we give a different ranking to Nefesh Chaya, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Echida, as an expression of our yearning to unify and then to the Creator? Try to somehow describe that. Somehow. Try to feel that there's a connection to just start. If we can, how can we define Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Echida as an expression of our yearning for connection and the Creator?
Let's try. So I'll say the first three, that Nefesh is each and everyone's yearning. Ruach is in we in society become together. There's this general atmosphere towards connection. And Neshama is our extra effort, let's say in a workshop, or as a 10 making efforts to find that point of connection between us. Chayan Yechida is probably an even more advanced action we can do.
Meaning it's something collective that describes the quality of connection from components and particles to a complete unity. That's what we go through.
Yeah, the first feeling of light can only happen from one vessel. There aren't revelations before, only egoistic before. The connection in the first degree is on the lowest degree of Aviyut, where we put us all together in one vessel and get the filling of the smallest light, and that always reveals the thickness of the vessel, and as much as we still have to connect and unite, and brings us that place of work, and invites us to create that deficiency for the next degree.
And there is in every degree there are all these steps where we each degree is comprised of these five parts of the intensity of connection, and then we grow and we realize and we come to a unity of the desire, and then we again restart and move forward to advance.
I think we have to remember that the light is working on all of us. It starts from each one's yearning, its efforts, because we're asking about this general soul. And when more longings gather like this, that's where the light of nefesh is revealed. The intensity of the light revealed in the connection between us is nefesh, ruach, neshama, and so on. But it all starts from the light connecting us together.
Excerpt number 9. This is from Ma'or Vashemesh. It is known that in every 10 there is Shekhinah, divinity. And this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to society. And while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs, when each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance, and every lushness in the world opens up to them, and it is drawn the most through the person who is more regarded as nothing and as a heel.
Why specifically the one who lowers himself the most continues the greatest light towards the unity in the group? Please.
It's like what we discussed yesterday, that every one becomes Malchut, and then all the other 9 are like Ketu, and it enables them to connect and discover the ego and awaken the force of bestowal in the 10 as a mutual point.
Also, the bestowal itself is only built on the receiving. As much as a person can annul his vessel of reception more and more towards that connection, that's called that he's already Keter and not Malchut.
The lowest feel the worst, meaning he is more nullified than everyone else and gives more room for the light to enter, and therefore he draws the greatest light.
And he can see that the friends are greater than him, and all it lets him do is hear the Creator and what a person wants to bring, how he's advancing towards the next degree. Otherwise, he'll be stuck in himself.
Yeah, because who's there eventually? Who's doing the actions? It's all through the Creator. Every action is specifically through the Creator. I'm stuck with the previous question about this example of Rav, that how each light that enters is deepening the kli. And that's exactly our work with the integration with the friends. Every additional friend you integrate with deepens the kli, and then the unity you can attain in the group is higher.
And also that
excerpt number 10, this is from Rabash, from Concerning the Importance of the Friends. How can one consider one's friend greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are 2 ways to understand this. One, he's going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. 2, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend, and he works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all transgressions.
How can we reach from seeing the friend in faith that he's good and perfect to seeing him naturally in my eyes and everything, and we'll feel him as perfect? How can we see the friend in that way, that I see that I don't see any flaws compared to what I saw before? I saw many deficiencies. We also see it in our children, right? How the mother treats her child. What is it, something more perfect? No. Ask the divinity, ask about the difference. How do we reach a state that above reason we say, yeah, we have to accept them as perfect, they have eyes and they shall not see, it's me not seeing, until I truly see that for sure, that they're angels. Please.
Meaning there is the state of true connection between us, that we don't see, like a mother who never even thinks about patronizing her child. She understands the place, the dynamic between them.
We have two systems of eyes, and we have to choose which ones to look through. Either through the place of love, and then the friends seem great, and it seems that the Creator is working through them, and we just want to adhere to them and be similar to them in somewhat, or to look in egoistic eyes and see that they're, we don't need them, and even less than that.
It's about changing our vessel of perception. The friend is a reflection of the Creator towards me and my kli towards me, and the meeting happens between the friends and the Creator and my ego. And the more we try to connect, the more we draw the light that reforms, that can truly change for our perception.
Yeah, it's precise and perfect. And all we have to do is add the Creator into this equation. Once we do that, we use the kli, we use the friends to scrutinize what we're lacking, what we need, what our mutual prayer from the Creator should be.
Rav, but how can it be that yesterday I saw him full of deficits and I accepted him as a friend with love and everything? The Creator brought him to me to connect, and today I don't need it. I don't even need the Creator in order to connect with him. I just love him, understand, feel he's perfect. I'm honored to have such a friend. First of all, what is the truth? Neither. How do we accept the change?
What I wanted to say in the beginning is that I changed, and not the friend. Through a change that a person goes through, that's what he sees on the outside. But the second part of the question, that I don't need the Creator and I love the friend, so I don't need the two lines here. There's only one line. And we come back to some starting point. So I didn't really understand the second part, how to relate to it.
I think the connection is possible only above reason, and even if there is some correction, it doesn't mean that I can connect. The connection only happens above reason.
Sounds like an opening for trouble. That if I see the friend and the will to receive that, is great. So in 5 minutes, I'll see the opposite side of it. But yet, still yearn to reach that state and feel the love between us and feel connected to every friend and to make efforts in it. That, then I do an action above reason. And if for a moment it was in reason, it's okay. So soon that leg will be behind and we'll start again.
We constantly experience changes within our will to receive, which is the one that also measures that feeling, whether we're close or far away, or with the friend or through the friend, I reveal the spirituality or the creator or not. We really have to make sure that all the sparks connect, those ktarim that we want to connect together throughout the day between us. Specifically, they will bring us the true prayer, which will also connect everything else to it. Yeah, and it also gives us the importance that a moment before you can erase it in order not to feel that I invest in a friend, I awakened him, I nourish him. Rav, how do I then start working when I see the friend in my eyes as if he's perfect? How should I start working, perhaps against my new sight?
Love covers all transgressions. Maybe it's not good. You see it with a mother towards her baby, her child. That he's always the best, the most, the top, etc. How do I awaken maybe a critical point of view?
Yeah, if such picture, perfect picture is revealed, then I immediately have to check myself, examine myself again. Why do I see such a picture? What did I miss? When Rav spoke earlier, I thought about an example of computers which work on two processors. There's also 4 and 8, but let's start with 2. So we always think about which mind should we think with, corporal or spiritual, and probably we have to work with both of them simultaneously and to let each of them work the opposite from the other and let this gap between them stay. Like these two different observation point of reality, and in the middle there is the Creator holding them together.
I don't know, it's a bit confusing. We usually know that we're not supposed to awaken the left line. It awakens naturally from our connection. So I don't know how I can try and awaken criticism, I don't know, or some kind of corruption in the friend. Rav, how do I awaken this critical point of view? It says love corrupts the line. How do I always remain in the correct scrutiny in 2 lines? That I need to start myself after this state of love. I need to build a system where I can examine my attitude, myself, because the ego is no longer helping me. It is removed from that role. So what do I do?
It
seems to me like this old man walking over, looking for ways of how to to the connection, and there I reveal more corrupted the attitude towards the friend. So I myself starting to work. I keep scrutinizing what I can add in my attitude towards the friend, and there I discover whether I can't or cannot, something like that.
Also, not to forget that the Creator is the one that awakens me this good feeling towards the friend. It's not me seeing him as good, it's the Creator showing me the friend as perfect. And then that could possibly awaken additional scrutiny.
Yeah, of the existing state and the desirable state. We want to reach connection and love and to reach that wholeness, but at the same time we shouldn't escape our true state, and we should know how to stop, examine ourselves and look where we are, where we want to go, and not to give ourselves any concessions, not to live in this hallucination. I should know this is where I want to go, but for now I'm here and this is what I want to change. Excerpt number 11 from Light and Sun. The main principle to come to the path of the Creator is by the adhesion of friends. As written in Pirkei Avot, acquisition of Torah from 48 things the Torah is acquired from is in the adhesion of friends. By gathering together, each is annulled before his friend. When seeing his friend's merit in Torah and mitzvot and good deeds, and he becomes loathsome in his own eyes, his friend is greater than him and loves each and every one. And even if his heart is like a stony heart, his heart will melt within him and his heart will break before each and every one. And his desire will be to gather with each and every one out of joy. And this is done through adhesion of friends. Excerpt number 12 from Likutei Moharan. One should speak with his friend in the fear of heaven in order to receive an awakening in his heart from the point there is in his friend more than him. Because in that, the b'china that his friend is greater than him, that discernment is a point. And there in that point dwells love, which is called Kohen. And that point shines to his friend's heart. 13. From Maor Vashemesh, Light and Sun. One should think that his friend works for the Creator more and more than him. And the envious of counterfeits will increase Chokhmah, and by that he will strengthen in the work of the Creator more and more. And this is what it means, everyone is burned from his friend's canopy, meaning from enthusiasm. When he sees that his friend's canopy is greater than him, a fire will burn in him, and his soul will crave for the work of the Creator more, and he will obtain more of godliness.
How do we do this? How do we receive awakening from the friends? By envying them. How is it experienced? How do I get ignited by it? How do I prepare myself to awaken by the friends? Now, this entire world works on envy. I look at others, he's smart, he's rich, he's powerful, he's this, he's that. And from that I learn what I should be. What's in my strength? But in my whole life, I choose this every single day. I look around all the time. So how to acquire these new awakenings? To be most to pay off the most for a specific goal. So the question is, how can I do that with the friends? How can I reach this envy to them, even though it's unpleasant? But it needs to be forcefully. I need to constantly see them as better than me in different things. And to enjoy it, to enjoy that feeling of suffering from it, that the love, it doesn't cancel the downsides and the upsides of the friends, and by that I can advance. Go ahead.
Okay, the answer is in the question. By envy, and to love the suffering in being envious, and also seeing the point of the Creator, which is behind every friend. The Creator chose him, and I want to be envious in that point, how the friend realizes the point of longing that the Creator gave him.
How do I need to hold the greatness of the goal? That it's worthwhile for me to hold a friend as greater than me. How do I maintain the greatness of the goal? That in order to attain it, I'm willing to tolerate this envy.
It's a more complicated question. We need to have the greatness of the goal. What can we do? It's very hard to put a masach over all the friends and not to see corporality, but just their longing towards the goal. But this is what I have to see. That develops the envy in me.
If the Creator is not my goal, then everything good I see in the friend, I want to turn it off, turn off the friend. But if the Creator is great in my eyes, and I want to work towards the Creator, to do good to the Creator, then everything good that I see in the friend brings me even greater joy, because by that there is greater bestowal upon the Creator. And of course, I learn from this, I get enthusiastic about it, I want to do it myself as well, but it's all because I have this inspiration towards the Creator.
And that aspiration towards the Creator, doesn't work for me now. I need to replace a method, and in order to replace a method, I need new enthusiasm, I need new strength, I need new longing. I need to agree to step on myself just in order to reach the Creator, meaning in order to turn to Him, because meanwhile I don't. So yeah, to also agree to awaken myself in every possible way, to understand that I'm stuck, that I'm incapable of, and the friends can do it, so perhaps then I should turn to Him.
This glue that's called greatness of the goal, it's so important in this process, and it's important to constantly identify it, even within the will to receive, because that's what does this scrutiny, that's the light that reforms, that really that puts in place all of the parts of reality.
And again, there's this thing of, how can it be that the goal will be greater than how much I appreciate the friend? Perhaps this is where criticism should come into the picture. Meaning, the goal is in front of me right now.
There are no friends. It's all the Creator being revealed to me. He's clothing in 9 of these forms, and he's saying, here I am. You want some kind of connection with me? This is what I look like. Behind every friend is the Creator. If that's what I search to see, that's my goal, if that's what I yearn for, then I love this point of the Creator that's in the friend. That's what I want to reveal. With respect to it, I'm willing to annul. And there, And that's what I depict to myself as the purpose of life, the goal of life, and nothing else.
Yeah, because if envy comes from a bad place, from the ego, then a person can do everything but connect. Meaning this is an endless force of this connection. It's very problematic. But we're moving on to the next part of the lesson from the study of